the sixth chapter of John, we see his account of the feeding of the 5,000. Then, as it moves on from there, there would be a discourse, and as he gets into the ship and he goes around and goes to Capernaum, the crowds follow him. And they find out he's not there where they had fed, and so they follow him to Capernaum. Then they ask Jesus, and then they compel of him to do more, and Jesus would actually read their minds and know exactly that, says, you didn't follow me because of the miracles, you followed me because of those being fed. And he goes into a discourse there of the bread of life. He would teach and share with his closest friends and learners at that time. And he would use the story of Moses to illustrate to them that unlike the bread of heaven that perished, he declares himself as the bread of life, of which each individual must partake in order to obtain that eternal life. And we go on to the end of the story, and I'm looking clear down at verses 66 here of chapter 6, where it says, and many of them walked away and did not walk with him anymore. Jesus would then turn to his disciples and ask, will you also go away? Peter stood up or spoke up and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thou hast the words of eternal life. As we gather here this morning, we've answered the question today, to whom shall we go? Sports heroes of the day may be flashy and catch our attention, and maybe even those in Hollywood may make shows entertaining. Even those vacation spots have a draw and allure into them, but we're here today around this table because we've considered the question that Jesus asked his disciples so many years ago, will you go away also? Our hope and our prayer today is that our question is settled in our mind just as it was in Peter's. To whom shall we go? But thou hast the words of eternal life. It's around this table that we declare our commitment to the one who gave all to us to rescue us. It is here our fears, our worries, our heartaches are set aside as we remember the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, who freely and compassionately laid down his life that we might live. You know, this is the first time that we'll share in a group setting the Lord's Supper without Brother Cy, but if I could borrow a phrase of his, I have an idea that his view is better than ours right now. But by our lives, by our actions, let us have that commitment and say with Peter, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Dear Father in heaven, as we pause and we reflect about your Son's sacrificial commitment to the cross for each one of us, and these songs this morning have brought us here to think about your Son's sacrifice. And as he shared with those in, around Capernaum and with his disciples there that he is the bread of life, he is where all our sustenance, all our being, all our fiber comes from. And as we partake of these emblems today, remembering that he freely gave his body to be broken and torn apart with the whip and the scourge and pierced through with the nails there on the cross there, but it was also his blood, and pure and precious as it was shed on our behalf to cover sins, to be that atonement for each one of us. And as we prepare and as we partake of these emblems today, that Let our minds be settled as it was with Peter's and probably the rest of them as well, that we're not going anywhere. Thou hast the words of eternal life. And let us draw upon them. For your sons, and we pray. Amen.